You are listening to a podcast from becomingjewish.org. Please visit us at www.becomingjewish.org. The title of this podcast is Original Sin. The first theologian to teach that man is born into this world in a state of sin was St. Augustine, who based this belief on Genesis 3, verses 17 through 19, which reads, "And to man he said, because you listened to your wife, and you ate from the tree from which I commanded you, saying, you shall not eat of it, cursed be the ground for your sake. With toil shall you eat of it all the days of your life. And it will cause thorns and thistles to grow for you, and you shall eat the herbs of the field. With the sweat of your face you shall eat bread, until you return to the ground, for you were taken therefrom, for dust you are, and to dust you will return." Original sin may be taken to mean 1. The sin that Adam committed, or 2. A consequence of this first sin, the hereditary stain with which we are born on account of our origin or descent from Adam. Much of Christianity today subscribe to the original sin belief. They maintain that the sin of Adam was transferred to all future generations. Some sects of Christianity believe that original sin even taints the unborn child. One man, Adam, transmitted to the entirety of the human race not only physical death, which is punishment for sin, but also spiritual death, which is sin itself. Man is believed to be hopelessly lost in a state of sin. Man is held captive by sin since the fall of Adam in the Garden of Eden. As a result, he is powerless to follow the path of obedience and righteousness by his own free will. Christianity contends because all are born with an innate and uncontrollable lust for sin, humanity can do nothing to merit its own salvation. In essence, man is totally depraved and true free will is far beyond his grasp. In Christian terms, man is not inclined toward sin, but more accurately is a slave to sin. The term original sin is unknown in the Tanakh and is antithetical to the core beliefs and principles of the Torah and the prophets. The Tanakh states that humanity was created in the image of Hashem. We are not created in the physical image of Hashem because Hashem is incorporeal and has no physical appearance. Maimonides points out that the Hebrew word for image in Genesis 1 verse 27 is tzelem. "And God created man in his image, tzelem, in the image of God who created him, male and female he created them." Tzelem refers to the nature or essence of a thing, as in Psalm 73 verse 20. "As a dream without awakening, O Lord, in the city, you will despise their form, tzelemim." The Hebrew word for physical form, Maimonides explains, is to'ar, as in Genesis 39 verse 6. "So he left all that he had in Joseph's hand, and he knew nothing about what was with him except the bread that he ate. And Joseph had handsome features, to'ar, and a beautiful complexion." Similarly, the Hebrew word used for likeness is damut, which is used to indicate a simile, not identity of form. Rashi explains that we are like Hashem in that we have the ability to understand and discern. Maimonides elaborates that by using our intellect, we are able to perceive things without the use of our physical senses, an ability that makes us like Hashem, who perceives without having physical senses. Humanity was formed with two impulses, Yetzer Tov and Yetzer Hara. The Yetzer Tov is the moral conscience, the inner voice that reminds you of Hashem's law when you consider doing something that is forbidden. According to some views, it does not enter a person until she or he becomes responsible for following the mitzvot, which is age 12 for girls and 13 for boys. The Yetzer Hara is more difficult to define because there are many different ideas about it. It is not a desire to do evil in the way we normally think of it in Western society, a desire to cause senseless harm. Rather, it is usually conceived as the selfish nature, the desire to satisfy personal needs such as food or shelter, without regard for the moral consequences of fulfilling those desires. The Yetzer Hara is not a bad thing. It was created by Hashem, and all things created by Hashem are good. The Yetzer Hara is generally seen as something internal to a person, not as an external force acting on a person. People have the ability to choose which impulse to follow, the Yetzer Tov or the Yetzer Hara. That is the heart of the Jewish understanding of free will. The Talmud notes that all people are descended from Adam, so no one can blame his own wickedness on his ancestry. There is no concept of original sin in Judaism. On the contrary, we all have the ability to make our own choices, and we will all be held responsible for the choices we make. The Torah, over and over again, dismisses the notion that man has lost his divinely endowed capacity to use his free will to choose good over evil. This notion is not hidden or ambiguous. It is proclaimed in nearly every teaching that Moses directs to the children of Israel. In one of his last sermons delivered to the children of Israel, Moses declares that it is man alone who can and must merit his own salvation. Deuteronomy 32 verses 46 and 47. And he said to them, "Set your hearts to all of the words which I bear witness for you this day, so that you may command your children to observe to do all the words of this Torah. For it is not an empty thing for you, for it is your life, and through this thing you will lengthen your days upon the land to which you are crossing over the Jordan to possess it." Moses also admonishes the children of Israel not to question their capacity to remain faithful to the mitzvot as set out in the Torah. Deuteronomy 30 verses 10 through 14. "When you obey the Lord your God to observe his commandments and his statutes written in the Torah scroll, and when you return to the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul, for this commandment which I command you this day is not concealed from you, nor is it far away. It is not in heaven that you should say, 'Who will go up to heaven for us and fetch it for us, to tell it to us so that we can fulfill it?' Nor is it beyond the sea that you shall say, 'Who will cross to the other side of the sea for us and fetch it for us, to tell it to us so that we can fulfill it?' Rather, this thing is very close to you. It is in your mouth and in your heart so that you can fulfill it." These passages show that man is not doomed to original sin, but can and must maintain a relationship with Hashem by performing the mitzvot given in Torah. The mitzvot and Torah are not far away, and they are not impossible to keep. This means that original sin is a misnomer. We are all free to choose life by following the mitzvot. Early in the Torah, there is a statement, shortly after the sin of Adam and Eve, that man can overcome his lust for sin. Genesis 4 verses 6 and 7. "And the Lord said to Cain, 'Why are you annoyed, and why has your countenance fallen? Is it not so that if you improve, it will be forgiven you? If you do not improve, however, at the entrance, sin is lying, and to you is its longing, but you can rule over it." The fact that the Torah places these assuring words immediately following the sin in the Garden of Eden is profoundly troubling when it comes to the idea of original sin. In just these two inspiring verses, the Torah dispels forever the Church's teachings on original sin. Christianity teaches that original sin must be removed through washing away the sins, or baptism, and or through forgiveness through blood, believing in the death and resurrection of Jesus. This notion is completely foreign to the Jewish scriptures. Hashem does clearly lay out his plan for his people in Deuteronomy 30, verses 15 and 16. "Behold, I have set before you today life and good, and death and evil. Inasmuch as I command you this day to love the Lord your God, to walk in his ways, and to observe his commandments, his statutes, and his ordinance, so that you will live and increase, and the Lord your God will bless you in the land to which you are coming to take possession of it." Throughout the Hebrew Bible, the Almighty unambiguously declares that the children of Israel are to draw near to him with intense love and faithfully keep his commandments. This is the desire of the Creator. Abraham, the father of the Jewish nation, remained intensely loyal to Hashem's mitzvot. As a result, the Torah regards our first patriarch as the paradigm of faithfulness. Genesis 26, verses 4 and 5. And I will multiply your seed like the stars of the heavens, and I will give your seed all these lands, and all the nations of the earth will bless themselves by your seed. Because Abraham hearkened to my voice and kept my charge, my commandments, my statutes, and my instructions. Hashem did not give us desires that we cannot govern, or mitzvot that we could not keep. The Torah was not delivered to the angels. The Torah was given to the children of Israel long after the transgression in the Garden of Eden. In Jewish terms, sin is not a person, it's an event, and that event happened yesterday. In chapter after chapter, the prophets of Israel beseech those who lost their way to turn back to the Merciful One, because today is a new day. Thank you for listening to Original Sin. Shalom.